has run three or four here at the 5:20. A good little race. Cash keeping for Todd Barnes, the last start Rennie winner in 29:45. Okay, interesting race. They're all in, about to find out. Green Light, Lewis travels for the eighth. Ready. Racing, Nicia way out wide was Lomax keeping a rush across and lead Kobe Cade and Loco Storm. Cash keeping the outside. Back second last, Zipping Hornet and Zipping Seiko, the favourite, is last. Down the back, Lomax keeping the leader a length and a half, just staying off the fence. Holding second, Kobe Cade. Two away, Cash keeping working into it. Three off then, the Loco Storm, Zipping Hornet and Zipping Seiko. They pack on the corner. Kobe Cade got the inside from Cash keeping. Lomax keeping. Kobe Cade in front of Cash keeping. Kobe Cade beat Cash keeping. Zipping Seiko rattled home the grab third. Fourth up the tiring Lomax keeping. They were followed by Zipping Hornet. And last in was Loco Storm. They've run around 29.60. Number four, Kobe Cade, has railed home the score by Tommy Shelby out of Carbon Kobe. Peter Spiteri and Jason Magri, the trainer. Eight, Cash keeping. Todd Barnes second. Number two, Zipping Seiko's come from last to third. Jason Magri. Number seven, fourth. 4.827 the interims. Margins a half length by one. 4.32, 12.83 to the back, 11.53 home. And it's a quick run, as we would only expect. 29.67 the overall time after race number eight. All right, so Kobe Cade makes it four from five here at Richmond over the trip, and that's at six win from 11 starts overall. He's now won three of its last five at Gosford and a couple here, including a 400 last month, and now this evening has been too strong for him over Cash keeping and Zipping Seiko, who was out last early, and he has really found the line, beaten a length and a half. 4.827. 29.67, that's a couple of tenths of Kobe Cade's PB. And we have the all clear after race 8, all clear over the race number 9, the top grade 400. No scratchings, due at 8.16.